And we are live.
Can you feel it?
Did you miss us?
No, you didn't. No one missed us. Right?
I think they missed us.
I don't
us,
think
man.
They even knew.
No, they knew. Gone. I think they knew because a lot of people were upset. They reached out to me personally and said, Frank, I can't sleep tonight.
No.
That you're not on the podcast. How am I supposed to take my morning drive? Some people didn't go to work.
See, I've been getting calls, like the FaceTimes, but they just end. And I don't know what it is. I feel like people are trying to reach out.
A lot of people called me. They said, thank God you didn't do it.
Sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's what guys think.
They're like, I was having such a good week, and then it even made even it better week. That you didn't post.
Thank God. They were like, I thought that shit was going to keep going. We were going to skip episode 9 and just go like to 10 like the iPhones.
We might do that. Let's make it 9.5. No, 9 3/4, like Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
All right, word.
Nine and three quarters.
9 3/4. What's going on, everybody? We listen to What Guys Think, the podcast where Billy drinks a nice Coors Light and spits the alphabet backwards. Let's hear it, Bill.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way.
I don't know the alphabet.
I was like, you know what? Nah.
Billy didn't even think of letters when I told the alphabet. He was thinking about the alphabet cereal.
No, I was thinking of a cool comeback for that Coors Light. I was like, that's all we got left in the fridge.
No, yeah, it's true. I like the Coors Light.
It's water.
Yeah. but we missed you all last week. We were pretty busy. Basically, my parents are moving at the end of this month, and they're going to go check. Bye, Mom and Dad.
Bye, Mom and Dad.
They're going to check out their new place in Florida. And it's really nice. And they had to do like a walkthrough, so they had to fly down just to see how everything like is going.
Tell the people, Frankie. They were built from the ground up.
Yeah, they built it from the ground up, and it was a really good price, and they're already making money on it. So good for them. It's pretty much my house too.
It's our house.
Yeah, it's our house in the middle of Florida. So yeah, they went down there, and my girlfriend was down there at the time. It's funny because my parents moved literally down the street from where my girlfriend's parents live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just hysterical. They bought like the house a year apart.
It's so weird that they're neighbors.
I know. Like they're not like it's two different neighborhoods, but they're literally 2 minutes like walking.
I'm like, oh, they're right. I thought they were like right across the street.
Ding dong.
Like, hey, what's up?
You guys live here, dude? No, yeah. But
what's the backyard? We're having some beers.
They had a good time. I had to pick them up from the airport the night of the podcast we were supposed to record. And I was just beat. It was a long day. I think I already did driving that day. And just picking them up, I was like already tired when I dropped them off the house. I stayed at night at the house, at their house. And then you had to go, you were like going to eat with Lauren like 9 o'clock at night or something.
Probably, yeah.
So Billy's like, are we doing the podcast? Like, what's going on? I was like, bro, if we do the podcast, it's going to be like at 11 at night. So
I was like, there's no way I'm doing something at 11 o'clock. They're going to have a half-assed podcast.
Yeah, we don't want to give you
us rushing through it because we're going to want to go sleep.
We don't want to give you that bullshit. But I told you like we would have a little surprise for you, but I thought we would be doing what we're doing next week, this week. So you're going to have to wait until next week.
One more. You're going to have to tune in.
One more week.
We're going to hold you guys back.
We're going to bait it for another episode. It's going to be a big episode, episode 10.
We're going to master this bait.
We're going to play.
You're never going to see it coming.
We're going to have a special guest.
No, Frank, right over your head.
What'd you say?
Forget it.
I missed it.
We'll let everyone else laugh at the joke.
Okay. I'll listen to it later when I'm putting this together. But yeah, we have a little something for next week, so we're excited. And episode 10 will be a good one. I can't believe it. 10 weeks, more than 10 weeks now since we missed one, but
yeah,
it's great.
Not bad.
9 3/4.
Nine and three quarters.
We didn't get to talk about the last episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which was dope. You know, we got, you've probably seen it already. Everybody who's listening, if you even watched that show.
It's quick.
It was six episodes.
Six episodes.
The like, last was episode was like, it felt like super fast. And basically the Falcon took the reins of the Captain America slot.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got his wingsuit.
He's got a shield. Shield.
And then Bucky.
OP
and
character.
They tossed Bucky a piece of paper and was like, yeah, we'll get you next time.
Yeah, right. We'll give you some hidden things that we'll showcase later.
A lot of people were upset because they were like, yo, you didn't even develop Bucky at all. Like, what are you doing? Like, he was the Winter Soldier. And like, he kind of like got rid of all of his grief and all that other problem and guilt. And then nothing.
Yeah. Like all this buildup. Oh, what's going to happen next for, you know, like what's his story?
I think they could have did it if they did like 10 episodes, but six, nah.
Yeah.
I think
this is just going to be a start one. Development, yeah, to like his story,
right,
or things to come. Who knows?
I think they'll do either another series or like a just. I think they're making a movie from a new Captain America movie with like the new one,
Captain
starring.
Arm,
Captain Falcon. He's gonna be starring. Yeah, Captain Arm. He's supposed to be like the, what was it? The wolf, the white wolf. Yeah, Bucky is like the white wolf, which is like the adopted brother of Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll be in the new
Jungle Book.
He'll be in the new Black Panther movie, which got announced. I don't know how they're gonna do it, man. Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna do it. I don't know if they're gonna kill him off or maybe he's.
Oh man, you're right. Because I know. Rest in peace. Totally forgot. That's how quick this pandemic's been going on.
I know. People are just dropping. And then another person dies, and then
you're numb to it. Like
I feel like with the pandemic, it's just like everybody's on autopilot, just like going through like be done. They're like, get the shot.
I wake up, go to the computer.
Yeah.
Work.
Me too. Eat, I mean.
Work. Sleep.
It's just making time go way too fast, and the days are just like, unless you're still working and never stopped working, I guess you're. It's still the same long days, but for us,
we need distractions. That's why we need things to start opening up. You know what I'm saying? Like when the distractions are there and we start doing things, you know?
Yeah.
We start living again, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need that.
I think I'm going to take this straw out. I feel like a little 12-year-old girl. I'm drinking like a vodka.
He's drinking out of a whiskey glass with Tito's. I got a giant bendy straw.
Listen, you can hear the ice cubes. Like remember SpongeBob when he's like,
I don't need it.
I don't need it.
I can't even do that scream.
Please don't blow my ears out.
I'll blow the speakers.
But yeah, they announced new Marvel movies coming out from 2021 on. Like stuff that you already knew, but they announced like there's going to be new Ant-Man, new Thor. Guardians of the Galaxy with Thor. And The Eternals, which is like a prequel.
Baby Groot.
To like everything that's going on with like
Do you think
the
Groot
stones.
Will be fully grown or do you think he'll be middle aged? Like I don't know Probably how old like, he was when he originally was.
I don't know how in the last movie he was like a teenager, right? Mm-hmm. So I think in the original Guardians of the Galaxy he was like old.
Yeah.
I don't know how old.
Could have been an old man, you know.
Right.
He wasn't agile.
He was either middle age or middle like no matter I don't know, he could have been like 900, but maybe he only stays at like a 40-year-old, 50-year-old man tree.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't wait to go back to the movies. Like, I know you went to the movies, right? You saw Mortal
Kombat? Yeah, I went to see Mortal Kombat. Although I have Max on the TV.
Yeah, Billy has.
Watched it for free.
Could have watched it like me with my boys here.
I had a seat on the big screen. I feel like it was just an outing, especially to meet up with my friends and everything.
What was the process of going to the movies now? Like, what was it like?
What do you mean?
Like with COVID, do they do different? Anything?
No, nothing's different. You order your tickets online or you can go there. You know, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to wear a mask. But when you get to your seats, I feel like if you're with a group of people, you take those motherfuckers off, you know?
But if you're not sitting next to strangers.
That was only something for us because there was barely anyone in the theater.
Right.
At the time. I'm thinking if it was packed, they're gonna set people.
You said they had people coming in like looking, right? To see if you're wearing your mask.
Yeah, they were trying to check out if I had my mask on. But
did anyone not wear
that? That didn't happen to us. They do that if when it's packed. Like when it's packed, they'll come around. They'll check to see.
Well, like flashlights, glow sticks.
I don't know what they do. They probably just peek, go down the exit sign. You know, they're like, hey, whispering, like,
put that mask off.
Put that mask on.
But the movie was good, right? I loved
it. Movie was good. Mortal Kombat, I feel like, you know, I feel like for this particular movie that came out, if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, go see the movie.
Right.
But if you're not like, if you don't know what Mortal Kombat is, don't go to see it.
You'll probably be like,
this is some corny bullshit. Yes, exactly. That's what people would think. But yeah, no, if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, I would say go see it.
Probably if it came out when, you know, if it wasn't COVID, mm-hmm. I would probably be like, it was all right. But like this, like I enjoyed it just because I haven't seen something like action packed that was like, you know, gory and, you know, something relatable.
And corny.
And corny. I like the corniness of it. It was funny.
It was like one of those 7 out of 10 movies.
Right. It's like I
enjoyed it.
Like
I think it was
like amazing. You wouldn't rave about it. You wouldn't be like, you gotta go see
it. Yeah, it was not one of those. You gotta go see that fucking movie.
It's like
or you'll die.
Yeah. Like you could, it's not you're coming back from The Godfather, but It was good. Like, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining, I think. Kano, who was like one of the heavies on in the movie.
He basically was the movie.
Yeah. They should have paid that guy like all of the money because he was so funny. Whoever wrote his script, like his dialogue, was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And ironically, poor guy isn't even on the front page.
No, like, he's not even teased on it.
Yeah, not at all. Well, he is in the movie trailer, but I'm saying like...
They're not advertising his face anywhere. Right.
But,
No, he was funny. He was good. I watched it at Vinny's across the street, and we were dying laughing, but there was definitely some stuff that happened that we were... It was, like, stupid movie stuff. Like, we just kept... Like, Vinny kept pausing. He's like, hold up. He was, like... One of the guys in the movie had, like, ice powers, and he, like, destroyed a whole building. And...
yeah, you're right. He did. He just took down...
He destroyed, like, this whole building with his ice, and then he was, like, this guy... Jax comes over in the car. He's like, get in. And they all get in like this Ford Explorer. Uh-huh. And they hop in. And then he does the same thing that he did to the building to this car. And the car is fine. I was like, this is like a car advertisement.
See, this is why I was like saying, I was like, he's too OP. And if you don't, he's way overpowered kind of a character to just like he could just freeze anyone at will. Like, he doesn't have to fight. You know?
Right.
He could just freeze everybody. Like, yeah. Game over.
Like, Elsa could have. Could have killed them all, probably.
I'm pretty sure Elsa could have did one swoop, you know, and took out everyone's hearts.
I would love to see, like, a Sub-Zero Elsa fight. Gonna have Disney.
Who's stronger?
Yeah.
And then Iceman from X-Men?
Yeah, throw him in there, fuck it. But, yeah, it was a good time. I can't wait to go back to the movies. They just released the trailer for A Quiet Place 2, which was, I think it was supposed to come out, out in March last year before, like, when COVID, like, just hit. And they were like, we can't. Or it was supposed to, I think, maybe May of that year. And they were like, we're going to postpone it. We can't do it. Like, people aren't going to go to the movies.
I'm
like,
so excited for that moment.
John Krasinski from The Office made this movie, A Quiet Place. If you haven't seen it, you've probably seen it. And it's like...
If you haven't, go see it.
It's like a crazy, scary movie.
If you don't like scary movies, I would not... not go see it.
It's definitely intense. And, you know, they got some jump scares in there. I don't know if they really have too many, but it's like really, I don't know. It's like a good.
I feel like it's more intense.
Right. You know, it's more of intense. Like a thriller type where you're just like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh my God, oh my God. More than like, oh my God, is something going to jump out of the closet?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not really a jump scare.
It's not like Annabelle. It's kind of,
The Conjuring. But it was supposed to come out and I was pissed. I was like, oh, why can't they just throw it on like HBO Max? But I guess he was like, I want people to see it in the theaters. Like, that's where you got to go see it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm now that, go. I have to go.
Yeah, it comes out this month, the 28th. So shout out to John Krasinski and Emily Blunt and the children for the children.
You did it again.
The guy from Peaky Blinders, I forgot his name. The main character is actually in the movie too with the other guy from Blood Diamond. I'm not good with everyone's names. I just know faces forever.
Well, that's why we need a name guy right here, dropping names.
Need someone to drop me the names. But, I'm looking forward to go see that in the movies, hopefully. I remember last time when the first one came out, everybody in the movie theater, because it's like the what's it called? The plot of the movie is that the aliens
can't talk.
Or the monsters can hear so well that if you even like went like they would hear that.
They would hear that, yeah.
And then you're dead. So the whole thing like is them being quiet the whole time, so they're pretty much mute. So if people in the theaters were like, I can't even eat my snack because like just the move of the chip bag was so loud.
Yeah, that you didn't want to make a
Craig
sound.
Craig would have fucking killed me if he went to go see that. He'd be like, yeah, I'm a little louder, Frank.
I don't think I saw that.
I didn't see it in the theaters.
Unfortunately,
either.
I didn't go to the theaters to see it, but I did watch it. Yeah, we watched it at a parents' house. I mean, I want to see it in theaters now.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen, like, it was intense at home. Imagine in the theaters. That's what I'm saying.
In the theaters, I'm probably going to shit my pants. I'm ready for it.
Going to need an oh shit bag.
We went to Jersey City. It was so funny because Billy and his girlfriend are on the couch. He's like, hey, you want to come to Jersey City with us Saturday? And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I got nothing going on. He's like, and we're both vaccinated now, like, fully. So I was like, I'm more comfortable going out.
Hashtag. Vaccinated.
You know, I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want nobody to hurt me. So Billy's like, the next day, I'm like, yo, we're going to Jersey City, right? He's like, we're going to Asbury. And I said, Asbury? I said, what are you talking about? I said, Lauren said Jersey City. He's like, yeah, we're going to Asbury.
No, so this is what she said to me.
Okay.
She said, we're going to Porta. So I'm thinking Porta and Asbury. That's the only Porta I know. Forgetting that there could be a port in fucking Jersey City, which there is.
Right.
And then, you know, babe looks at me. She's like, no, we're going to Jersey City, Bill. She's like, I told you this. I was like,
and I was like, I remember.
You did tell me this, but I swear when you said porter, I changed my whole direction. I was like, all right, porter means Asbury.
Yeah.
So I thought she's like, oh, okay, they're not going to Jersey City now.
So but Lauren,
we still ended up there.
Right.
We still ended up in Jersey City.
Lauren ended up driving, and it was so funny because we're on the road. I was like, why are we going south? And I think we kind of like hypnotized her to go towards Asbury because she was like getting on the parkway south. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I got to swing around. I was like, so we are going to Port and Asbury. And we ended up driving to Jersey City, hit up Lauren's friend Schmidt, right? Tom
Schmidt. Tom Schmidt.
Schmitty, and we hung out. We had a little pregame, and then we went to the Ashford, which is like a rooftop bar over there, which is
cool. I actually had a good time there.
Yeah, that was a good
spot.
Not
a lot of people like that place. I understand that. Yeah, no, and some people say they don't like it, but, you know,
it
at
was
the time
cool.
we were there, like, I had a great time.
No, yeah, it was nice. You know,
I wish there was like, I mean, I wish we could all get up and dance and shit like that.
It was so weird when we first got there because they were like, well, first we went to Porta, and they were like, it's going to be 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Give me your name. So we were like, so Schmitty's like, well, let's go to this other place I know.
Right next door.
Right next door. Literally
right next door.
A walk away. And they were like, oh, yeah, we have a table for six, but there's four people here. And they were like on the walkie, and they're like, no, we can't sit you. And then we're like, okay, like we'll put a number. And they're like, and she's like on the walkie for like 2 minutes. Like,
two minutes.
Right, we can bring you up. And then she was like, wow, no, wait, hold on. And like,
yeah,
it just
it
kept
like
going
back and forth.
And he's like, all right, you guys can follow me. And I was like, Jesus, like, where the fuck are we going?
I know. I thought they were going to take us. Like, I was like, are we going off planet?
Yeah. I was like, do we have to go to some type of elevator?
My detector's coming out?
We walk up the stairs. They put us on outside. The music's playing. But it's so weird because like there's a bunch of glass dividers everywhere.
Yeah.
And everyone's sitting down. But it's just like, I want to dance, bro.
Yeah. I want to
get the music and get the
music started getting
DJs going.
I feel like as soon as we started drinking more,
yeah,
the music got better.
And I blame Lauren for starting us off because she was like, can I get
a double?
A double? And then I was like, I can't get a fucking single.
Yeah, I can't. I feel like I get a single. Imagine. She said, I can get a double.
I was like, so we all got doubles. Tom got mimosas, like double mimosas.
Yep.
And I think he had like 10 of them.
It's too good.
I didn't have that much, but. After that first double, it was feeling good, man.
And then the food was good too.
The food was really good. Burrito. They had like a brunch. We got like a breakfast burrito with some
so
home
good.
Fries and egg inside. Oh man, that was good. I had some regular fries.
Oh geez, man, that was fucking so. No, really, it was banging. To be honest, like they think they put like the potatoes in it too.
Yeah, oh, it was inside. It was so good. I dreamed about it, man. I want to make it tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Yeah. Get the ingredients right now and copy that shit.
I wanted a frozen drink. That sounded like the, you know, they have like the frozen drink spinning. I'm like, oh, is that a nice pina colada over there? But I think it was a margarita.
It was a margarita.
Frozen margarita. So I was like, I'll take one. And they made like some type of tequila pineapple.
You had the frozen
margarita? Yeah, I got it. It was good. It was
stuck with my vodka seltzers.
I wish I did because I kind of got hurt from that because I think it was too much fruit maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Too much citrus maybe it hurt me. But the vodkas were good. And then, I don't know. I like the vibe of the club, like club ass. Like I don't know. It was just like this
I think
is
the
so
music
weird.
Was just better at the.
The music was better.
It was popping, and we were eating because
right.
we were starving.
Yeah,
and the drinks were coming with doubles, so we knew. Yes, there's no negatives.
100%.
But yeah, I feel like we didn't really hit another bar like that.
Afterwards. No, not after that. So
we got can't go
after.
What was that place
well, after
we
being
went?
After being. There for an hour,
yeah,
or maybe more. I don't even know. Like, Porter hits us up. It says it's time to be sat, and I was like, "That's definitely not a half hour."
Yeah.
So we go over and you know we walk down the stairs and walk over across the little building to go to Porter, and they sent us upstairs and tell us to meet like people, and they're like telling us to meet people upstairs. Like we knew them. They're like, yeah, go meet Ashley and Tom. They're gonna be. I was like, I don't know who the fuck these
I don't
people
know
are.
Who the, yeah, who's Ashley? Who is this?
Like we
Tom?
Knew them, and I was like, yeah, we gotta go upstairs. And we go upstairs, and they're like, yeah, we'll sit you. And they sat us by the fucking janitor closet. Like, there's, like, a whole rooftop section.
Like, literally
have, like,
the
TVs.
End of the bar is at.
Right.
Like, right where the custodial staff leaves their fucking broomsticks. That's where we were sitting. Just imagine that.
Just imagine we didn't go into another, like, we didn't go into the Ashford and then just walked around for that long-ass time, which would have been stupid, like, if you do
And
that.
We ended up there.
I would have been pissed. And people were actually sitting behind us. There was this group of guys, and they were like, we waited 45 minutes to get to this fucking spot, and we couldn't even see the TVs or,
yeah,
like, the
no,
bar
there's
or
no
anything.
TVs.
They put us, like, the misfits in the corner, and I was like,
it made no sense. Why was that even an area to sit? Because
right.
there's literally nothing going on in that
And
area.
We were already feeling, like, a little drunk, so we were like, fuck this. Like, we ain't staying here. So
left.
Lauren's like, I got to go
like,
to the
like
bathroom.
20 minutes. We left.
So I was like, Tom, this is fucking beaten. The drinks were weird, right?
Yeah,
like,
were so odd.
We got drinks. We order them, and I said, if the drinks aren't here, We all said it. We're like, if the drinks aren't here by the time Lauren gets back, we out.
Yeah,
Lauren got back. And I was like,
we're like, we all stood up.
Gone.
And apparently when we were walking out, the guy who was serving us was like right behind us, right?
Yeah, he was chasing after us.
What did he say?
No, he was like, we were just leaving, but we weren't saying, I didn't say anything to the guy. He just kept looking at me weird. I was like, I'm leaving. So we were walking down the stairs and he's like
chasing us
neck and neck. And he's like giving this weird, like, I don't know what he was like fast walking, but he wasn't. I was dying. And then he comes up to me. He's like, so you guys leaving? He's like,
He's like, no,
you want to cancel those drinks? Like, yeah, cancel the drinks.
Yeah, cancel because we're fucking leaving.
I was like, yeah, dude, what do you expect? We're leaving the fucking place. What do you expect?
Not to cancel them? Can I walk across the street with him?
Oh, my God.
Did he say in like a snobby way?
He said in a big snobby way.
He was like, cancel those drinks, right?
No, he was like this. He was like this. So I guess I'm going to cancel those drinks. I'm like, yeah, we're leaving.
Dude didn't come back for 20 minutes.
Dude, it was 20 minutes.
He wasn't even making them yet. He canceled them. I thought you'd think that would be done.
And they were simple drinks. These weren't
I wasn't getting the fucking one with the shark where you blow the whistle. I was getting a vodka cranberry. But yeah, I don't recommend that, I guess. The Porta in Jersey City, maybe you had a better time. I don't know.
People said they had a good time in Porta Jersey City. Maybe it's just a different, it was probably a different world back then. You know, that, you know, the whole, like, they didn't have people at the door, you know, keeping them calm. People just went in.
Right. You know? You pick a seat.
That's why it was fun. Now it's like fucking strict Nazi camp.
Yeah, exactly.
Get through that hallway.
Yeah.
Go up the stairs.
Go up the stairs.
And stay there. Then you can remove the mask.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
And then
it's no longer a fun aspect.
We left that and there was this other bar across the street and it was like a little, nothing on the roof, but it was like on the street, like on the sidewalk, and there was nobody at the front to like sit us. You're right, Billy. You know, what's wrong?
Huh?
Were you checking your heart?
No. The beer's so nice.
Oh, it feels good?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's hitting.
Nice. So, yeah, nobody's there to sit us in this bar. So we were like, what the hell do we do? Do we wait? And Lauren's like, I see an open table right there.
Okay.
And we're like, all right. So we walk over and we're like, I don't know where the waiters are, waitress. So we're like, we need more.
Well, tell the people that. We went to the front and no one was there.
I did.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah. I said, nobody was there. I said, no, because you're filling your chest. So we're like,
fill my tits.
Yeah. So we're waiting there. And then we get at the table. There's like two chairs. So two of us are sitting, two of us standing. And this waitress walks by and I was like, can we like flag her over to get her to like get us a drink? Billy's like sucking on the mic, bro. What are you doing? You're right. Is it hitting you? Jesus.
It's killing it.
So the waitress looks at us and goes, oh, I'm sorry, you guys aren't being helped. And we're like, no, like no one came over to us. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, sometimes people just walk up on the street. So we don't,
that's us.
And that was us.
we were those people.
We just like giggled it off. We're like,
oh my God, that's crazy.
It's
crazy people like do that.
But Lauren almost gave us away because me and Tom were like, oh, wow, that's great. And she was like, she started to laugh. I was like, Lauren, you almost got us caught, bro.
Almost had it.
So I don't know if she probably knew, but she was like cool with it. She's like whatever, because we were just getting drinks. And
I think she said that to be funny because we were those people. All
right, exactly. No, yeah, she did. 100%.
100%
said it because 100%. But our drink, like we weren't getting food, we just got drinks, and she was cool with it. She was like, oh, nothing. Like I think we all just got like vodka sprites or something. A lot of vodka that day, man. But there was a lot of cute dogs out that day. Yep. I was like looking at the dog. And I remember
ready to grab some dogs. And
after that, Tom was like,
"Peace."
Tom was like, "I need to get a fucking what's it called? A puff bar, bro. Yeah, you need to get a puff bar." What happened? So you went in. There was a place across the street. Did you guys go in there?
So I went in there with him.
Yeah.
And he was trying to find the specific one. I forgot what he was looking for, but I don't think we found it in the beginning.
Yeah.
We got like this one that was like it was like a throwaway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Obviously. Like a little one. Yeah.
So we were doing those, and literally.
Nothing.
There was no nicotine in it. It was fruit juice.
It was like puffing a
Walters. It was like they gave us a candy stick. It was nothing.
Right.
You had
the candy cigarettes from the ice cream truck.
It was the pixie stick dust.
He was smoking the pixie sticks.
We were fucking vaping pixie
sticks. Tom's pissed.
He's like, this is bullshit.
He's like, we're going to the deli by my place.
Yeah, so he goes by this place where he knows his shit is. And then he gets the things. And so we hit him right after that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Talk about fucking.
Difference. My head
was
night spinning.
It was night and day. You could tell there was nicotine in that one.
I can totally not.
I was like, I can't do that shit no more. I was like, this is just because I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Get away from me, Tom. You can have it.
I remember when we first found out, like, what those fucking things were. in high school when we bought like those lemon lime vape pens.
Like yeah, vapor like, pens. There's like no tobacco in it, but
yeah. Yeah. So dumb. But then after that, we went to that, the beer garden.
Yeah, the beer garden.
And I was honestly, bro, as we're walking into the beer, I was like, bro, I'm ready for bed. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I am so excited to be in bed when we get back.
I looked at Lauren. I was like,
because I haven't
this
got
is
I
the, ha- this is the last drink.
I haven't
and
done
I'm
this.
Going home.
I haven't done that in so long. Like, walk around, drink. Sun, like, laugh, talk.
It's interact with human beings. Like, where's our table? Walking around, just like looking at everyone in their faces.
I felt like I was on cloud nine, normal? Bro. I was like, how are people doing this? And there was a ton of people. And I was like, bro, tons. I was like, I'm fucking ready for sleep.
I swear, I thought I saw a kid. I saw it in beer garden. I thought there was kids playing with like volleyballs and stuff, like running around.
Probably.
I thought we were at a park.
I thought we were too. It was like a.
It was literally a garden.
It looked like a church. But it, no, it was
broken.
Like,
no, it was weird, no, right? Wasn't it like
I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know if
in.
I was just really drunk. But it did look like a church.
Like, it looked like a church in the aspect,
is
like,
it
when
weird
you go
that
in,
I thought that
there was
too?
A bunch of benches, like, and I felt like I was about to do prayer. And
I thought I was in the holy ceremony.
Right? And it was just a mad amount of people.
And the place where I thought
it was
you
like, no,
were,
no,
where you'd make confession,
you know
with
I said
the bar, was the snack bar.
You know what I said to Lauren, Bill?
No.
I said, I feel like we're in the fucking dining hall at Harry Potter. I was ready for Hagrid to come out.
Dude,
I think I saw him.
I thought I saw him.
Snape was there.
He came up to me and he was like, brother. You're Slytherin, I knew it.
I was
look as he backs those beers.
I was looking for the sorting hat, bro. I couldn't find it. They had like the big beers though, like the ones that are huge.
Yeah, I
like,
wanted that.
And I was like, can I get that?
So bad,
and I was like, I didn't know, but you know what's like, I didn't know what it was called. I was like,
me either.
Like,
I was going to go there too, but I need chicken.
Honestly,
fries.
Yeah, you got some food. What did I get? I think I was still full. No, I said I'd eat when I get back or something. I think we got food.
We just had a whole day of drinking. It was just from lunch drinking to dinner drinking.
Yeah. I kind of filled myself with that burrito because it was so good, man. But when we got to the beer garden, I was like drinking my beer. I was like, bro, I can't. This is terrible. It was a Corona, but I was like, I really don't want to drink. My stomach's going to blow up. I was like, I'm already good. And as I'm sitting there, it's like getting a little chilly. And I was like,
yeah, when that chill hit my back, I was like, it's time to go inside.
It's time to go into the car.
Under the covers
like,
in my
I remember
bed.
I was talking to Lauren. She was like, pretend like you're going to throw up or something. I was like, oh, man.
I was like, don't worry, babe. I was like, we're in the same boat. We're all going to go.
She was like, pretend. I was like, I'm not a little bitch. I was like, I remember telling, I was like, Tom, I'm like, I'm freaking fucked up already, bro. I was totally fine. I was just so tired. And he was like, yeah, all right. And then we just like parted ways after that and got into Lauren's car. And I remember I got the hiccups on the way back.
Yep. Yeah. The burps.
And I don't get the hiccups like where I'm going to throw up. I just get the hiccups. Like it's something that happens when I drink. Like it just messes up my diaphragm.
Like, he sounds like one of those old fashioned drunks. I'm like,
I sound like Rick when he's like,
Morty. Yeah. His burps.
I was literally hiccuping from the bar back to the car.
That's
and
funny.
In the car all the way home, I was hiccuping. Yep. So Billy got so pissed. Billy was in the front seat and he was getting so mad at me. He's like, I can't take any more.
No, it was like the boots from SpongeBob, you know? Like it just kept going. Like, and I was fucked up. And I was like,
the boot.
It was like that. I was like, I was like, just imagine that. Like it's a silent car and you're just here. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, I lost
my mind. But like it was funny.
Yeah, Lauren was like trying to just like shut up,
relax.
She was like singing the music, playing songs. I was like, what do you want me to do, Bill? I was like, what do you want me to do? I can't
Frankie's
stop.
Eyes are closed. What do you want me to do?
I honestly didn't know what to do.
Too funny.
But that was a fun ride home, and I don't know what we had for dinner that night, but I remember I was hungover at like 10 p.m. at night. Day drinking will do that.
Yep.
I feel like
it's always a shit show when you day drink.
Yeah.
It's never not a shit
There's
show.
There's been a time where on St. Patrick's Day, like I went to the city with my friends and, oh, hey. And
oh, hey.
I went to the city and I drank like a whole thing of Captain Spice rum with like some, I forget what my mixer was, but I literally had it in a coffee cup.
No mix. Drink bottle.
Honestly, that's just delicious. Something like cherry Coke or something like that. I don't know what that sound is either.
No, it's a party downstairs.
Oh, nice. Hope they didn't fucking invite us. And I remember I got back and I was I died. I was like dead. I was like in my bed. I was like, my eyes rolled back. And a bunch of people like came in my room and they were like pumping music. Come on, we're going out tonight. And yeah. I just like resurrected. Like I was like,
the beats just
and
just
I was ready to go out again. I was like, let's do it. I don't know. I don't know what nap I had or something, but that shit was like a power nap. It's that half
hour power nap.
And I was ready to go out again. Like yep. Normally, like I'm like, nah, dude, I'm fucking drenched. But I think the rum. I think that's the course coming.
That's
for
the
you.
Course. See, that's why scary water.
I think rum will. It's like a, Rockies. I think that's why the pirates drank. Yeah, the Rockies.
It's cool. Those Rockies. It's coming out of my throat.
The pirates drank the rum, and now that's why they were able to set sail to sea right after the big night of drinking. Fucking laughing. But it was a good time.
It was a good time.
I was dying the other day, dude, when I was hungry. I was like, man, I want to get some Jersey Mike's, bill you down.
Dude, that Jersey Mike's. let's bring that up, you right, piece so
this,
of shit.
This is what happened. I'm I was angry. Like, I'm craving Jersey Mike's. I was like, bro, I need that fucking bread. Like, that shit's so good. And I was like, Billy, I was like, do you want a Jersey Mike's? And he's like, yeah. I was like, what are you feeling? He's like, what are you getting? I was like, oh, I'll get like a club sub. And I was like, all right, word. He was like, get me a...
I'm like right here. Let me talk, bro.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm right here. Let me tell you my side of the story, bro. So Frank, what the hell? Someone at the door?
Yeah. Let him in. No one's at the door. That was probably me hitting my hand against the table. Hello?
What happened?
No one's at the door.
Oh, okay.
Continue your story, my friend.
I forgot where we left off. Where was it?
So I said, what would you want to get from Jersey Mike's? And this is what you said.
Yeah, so I don't know if I want between a hot or a cold sub. And I was like, I don't know. The fucking Chipotle cheesesteak. It was calling my name. Yeah, he was looking at me.
He looked
it's been a while. It's been a while. So like I was like, yeah, just give me the Chipotle cheesesteak. And he's like, all right, sounds good. So he gets, what'd you get?
A number eight. It's a club sub.
Club sub.
Classic. Bacon, turkey mayo, making. Turkey mayo.
It's always.
Turkey mayo. Bacon.
Turkey mayo. That mayo making.
Turkey mayo.
That mayo making. Yeah, but it was. But of course, what happened?
So this is what happened. I drive to the store, and you know, I feel like I used to always get food for the fam when I went to go out sometimes. And my dad hates like everything. Like he'll get something and then get like. Like, I would get the club sub, and like, this is a bad example.
My dad doesn't like vegetables.
He doesn't like vegetables at all.
He doesn't like vegetables at all.
He's very picky. So, I go to the Jersey Mike's by us, and I'm like, hey, can I get a number eight club sub and a Chipotle cheesesteak? And the girl goes, peppers and onions with that? And I'm like, if I get the peppers and onions and he doesn't want it, he's not going to eat it. But if I get him the cheesesteak with no peppers and onions, he's still going to eat it, but he's going to be pissed. So I was like, he's always pissed. I'll just get the one. So I said,
he knew he was going to get, I was going to yell at him regardless, so.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, no peppers and onions, just the cheese in the cheesesteak, like the cheesesteak.
And what did I want?
And he wanted the peppers and onions.
So.
Just tell him what happened. I get back.
So as soon as he got in, I was like, I opened it up. I was like, I without the peppers and onions. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I was so heated.
I was like, those fucking onion, sweet onion taste and that Chipotle cheesesteak is going to smack when it hits my lips. And then Frankie comes in, he's like, there's no peppers and onions.
I said, Billy, I didn't get you peppers and onions. He goes, I was like, why? And I was like,
screaming, why, dude?
He wasn't like pissed, but he was pissed. But he wasn't like severely.
Just hangry, you know? Yeah. I knew what I wanted and I didn't get the way. Like, for instance.
Yeah.
Me and Lauren one time got Wendy's, and we asked for milkshakes. Two of them.
Frosties?
Yeah, Frosties. They gave us like two of them. But one was a different size or something like that, and it was like we asked for chocolate. They gave us two vanillas. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Sometimes it's like, hit or miss.
Yeah, with so the DoorDash. You have it, but you're not as satisfied. That's right. How I felt.
I know. It was just so funny because I came back and I was like, yeah, Bill, I didn't get the peppers and onions. You were like, why? That's the whole flavor. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
That's the flavor, dude.
100% right. You're 100% right. And I was like, well, he's like, he starts eating. He's like, well, at least it's not dry. And he's like,
it wasn't dry, though. It wasn't.
But it was so funny because I finished my half and Billy was done with his whole. And I said, damn, for no peppers and onions, he fucking finished that in a minute.
That was a whole.
It was a regular, like they cut in half. I mean,
it was a half.
I'm just saying, like, I got you a whole thing.
Make me sound like I'm pounding through a fucking footer while you eating a half a sandwich. I don't want to get you away with that.
No, he's a regular. They just cut it in half.
You get the whole thing, like fucking like a cart, like a Looney Tunes.
No, but it was so funny because I was like halfway done with mine and you ate yours and you're like licking your fingers. I was like, wow, for no peppers and onions, you fucking demolished that, my friend. All right,
but like, to be honest, regardless, when am I going to stare at it? I'm going to be like, no, there's no peppers and onions. Like, I'm just mad that it ain't there. Don't mean I'm not going to eat it.
Now from now on.
That's like someone's like, oh, I didn't get cheese on my burger. I guess I'm not going to eat the burger. Like,
yeah, you're still going to eat
it. Stop being pussy. Eat the fucking burger.
Right. Billy's gonna get. That's why Billy has peppers and onions in the house now, just in case I forget it.
Chop that bitch up, throw that.
Chop him up, throw him in the pan. Mix it. He's like, I'm fucking making it again. He's like, call me Mike
on the whisk.
On the whisk.
On the whisk.
I was dying at that. I was laughing. I wrote down here around the time of this, Mom and Dad were in Florida already, and last time we went on vacation to Aruba, we had this stewardess. I don't know what
stewardess.
Stewardess. Right?
Until I don't know that.
You know what? A stewardess is like the person that like puts your hand in the seat, like shows you like how to button like your thing in case of a crash, like gives you drinks.
Okay, okay.
So
I was thinking something else.
Last time, what are you thinking of?
I don't know.
I don't even know if you knew what you're thinking of. But she said that last time we were on like a plane together, the stewardess like was handing my dad drinks, like vodkas, and like flirting with him. And she said that this time
maybe stewardess is what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe. Oh god, maybe, yeah. So this time around, they said that there was another gay stewardess that was flirting with him again, and gave him they asked for a vodka cranberry, so they got it.
Yeah.
And then like 5 minutes later, he brought over two more drinks and was like, "He's like, these are on me."
Oh my god!
And I was like, "Yeah, why does everybody love this man?
Everyone loves that. I don't know.
It's just like the Italian in him, I guess."
Like that classic Italian look,
right? I was dying at that though, man. Was there ever a time? Oh, I was dying at dad, like with planes, like on the plane. Like, you're cool, like flying.
I'm fine with flights,
yeah.
As long as I have some gum in my mouth,
right? Gum, like
my ears don't explode.
I'll never forget that time when the plane was so like just like I don't know if
it's just the pressure dropped,
and you're like, my ears.
Well, because I wasn't. I was asleep, right. And I woke up to like fucking how much pressure going to my fucking head. I felt I was like a melon head, dude.
Right.
My ears like.
I'll never forget that. My dad is terrified on planes. Like, he's got to pop the Zanny and have a drink, and like he's fine. But if he
half a Zanny, the whole bar,
half of a half. They don't. My parents, they hate.
They don't need much.
They don't need nothing. So. It was hysterical because one time we were on there, it was like a long flight, like 4 hours or something. And we were literally 15 minutes from the landing. Mm-hmm. So dad's like, oh, I'm so nervous, Frank. I just need to get off the plane. And I was like, I know. I said, don't worry. I said, relax. I said, we're about to be out of here. And he was like panicking this whole time. And then 5 minutes before the flight, he fell asleep. So he's finally relaxed. He's asleep. And as soon as he falls asleep, like, a minute later, we land, and it was like the hardest landing ever. It was like a boom, and he woke up and goes,
he starts screaming,
and everybody starts laughing. You're right,
I don't remember this story.
He was like, I was like, Dad, I was like, are you all right? He's like, no, I just fell asleep.
Yeah,
he was like, oh my god, he's like, I thought the fucking plane blew up.
Well, just imagine you're fucking passed the hell out, and then you get hit with the fucking bang.
One of Dad's friends told me one time that
the wheel
flying,
hit too hard on the street.
He was flying somewhere where it was really high elevation. And they said that they're going to be landing soon, but he's seeing, like, you know, on the plane, like, sometimes they have, like, the LCD screens that shows you, like, how high you are. Mm-hmm. So it said, like, 5,000 feet. So he's like, oh, we have some time until we get, like, we're about to land.
Yeah.
So he said they were 5,000 feet, and then they landed because of how high the elevation was.
Uh-huh.
Because they were, like, in the mountains. So they land, and then he's like, what the fuck? You thought, like, the plane, like, hit a tree or something?
Oh, like there was stuck up there?
Or another plane, because they're, like, 5,000 feet. Like, you have to freaking hit something. Or a building. I don't even know. But I was dying. I was, like, imagine, like, reading that, and then boom. It's like we hit the ground already?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think I'd crash. It'd be too short of a ride.
Yeah. I would be freaking out if I saw that. But then I would be like, oh, wait. Not everything's 0 feet to the ground. Exactly. You know what I mean? I had to watch the dogs while they were gone too. And the first night I remember, like, cause it's so empty.
Hey,
like,
I watched the dogs as well.
I know. You can talk about your story.
I watched the dogs.
You watched the dogs. I said the first night they left, I watched the dogs.
Yeah, of course you did.
So my parents' house is like empty and there's like nothing in there now because they sold like pretty much all the furniture because they're getting like all new furniture for their house. They want to bring everything down. So I was in there with the dogs and I was like feeding them, watched them. Some TV, did some work on the computer, and then like at night I was like, all right, it's time for bed, but it's just like so eerie and it's been like so long since I've slept over there. And I was like in the parents' room and I was like, and you know what I hated? Like Chance like looks down the hallway.
Yeah.
He like peeks his head and like looks down the hallway like he's looking at something and like there's no one there. I was like, get back in the room. I was like,
well, you know what it is, Frank?
What?
It's the ghosts are back.
It's not, they're not, they never left. What are you talking about? They're back.
Exactly. No, I mean, like, they're like freaking out. They're having a fucking town meeting right now inside the hallway.
Yeah, they're using it as like the like, capital.
You know, are we going to really like the next people coming right, in as much as right. they liked us? Because we're real fun. You know, they had entertainment for years.
Sure.
And now what?
Yeah.
They don't get, you know, these are, what are they going to do?
We do have some.
They're going to have new entertainment, though. So if the ghosts aren't listening. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
They'll have
a good time, but they'll probably miss mom and dad.
Oh, 100%.
I know, they probably miss us. I was, I remember I made this video for my parents' going away party, and we put it on the TV in my parents' room, and Chance and Louie, my dogs, were on the bed. And as, like, there's, like, an ending part where they all start singing, and for some reason, when they start singing, Chance looks around the room like he's, like, following something.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, following. Like, he just, like, he can't focus on one thing. He's just, like, freaking out. And yeah. I'm, like, it's probably all of the relatives that passed away, like, literally floating around the room watching this freaking, like, video with us.
Yeah.
And Chance is able to see, like, I don't know. You know those orbs you find in pictures? I think that's what he's looking at. I think that's what it is. Like, a million of them just flying around. So he's probably, like, oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be fucking wild that that was it?
Yeah. Like those orbs, I think those orbs that are in pictures are like people,
like those little cameras in Halo, you know, when you can spectate them.
Yeah, that's them. Like they're just like chilling.
That's what you get to do in the afterlife. You get to spectate life.
You get like whenever you want. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe we don't know how it works.
From time to time, yeah, it's true. That'd be cool.
Just gotta enjoy the ride until we get there, right, Frank?
Exactly, man. You gotta be able to think about the afterlife. I was hanging out with my rapper friend who makes the intro for our podcast because we shot a little studio work because he wants to, you know, stock up on some videos to release all at once. Mm-hmm. Really good rapper, great flow.
Yeah, and I heard he's making a new song for, you know, for the season.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
Imagine.
I wonder what it would sound like. But he's a cool dude. If you want to check him up, he's on SoundCloud, Spotify, Instagram. Eddie D.
Eddie D.
And it's E-D-D-I-E, and he was telling me a story because I haven't seen him in a while, and we were all in the studio. I was setting up my cameras and stuff to shoot, and he was like, man, he was like, remember you were supposed to shoot that video with me performing in Elizabeth, because he did, like, I think he did some type of open mic. Not open mic, it's like a concert type thing, but you can pick a spot, like, at the, and he was headlining, so he had to pay, you know, a little bit of money. So the event didn't happen because of, like, I think COVID slash the building didn't have sprinkler systems working.
That's fucked.
So he was like, fuck, like, he lost out on his 500. They didn't give it back. And he was like, fuck, I lost my 500. Now I'm screwed. Like, I can't perform. Like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
So, and he was supposed to meet this rapper that I forgot the name of. And he didn't get to meet him. So he was like, damn. He was like this underground. I don't know if he's underground or if he's big. I'm not even sure. I didn't even look him up. And I also forgot his name, so now I can't. So he said that after the club, they were leaving in the car, and some guy pulled up there and was like, yo, you want some weed? Like, you try, I got the best shit. And he was, like, just fucking with them, like, joking around. He was like, bro, he's like, were you headlining tonight? And Eddie was like, yeah. He was like, I was supposed to. And he was like, man, you're supposed to meet so-and-so, right? And he was like, yeah, man, but it didn't work out. You know, it's all good. So he was like, dude, that's my boy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, let me give you my info. He's like, we can meet you up, maybe do, like, a studio gig, and you can, like, spit for him. So he was like, bro, this is lit. He's like, I'm still getting to meet him. The show's canceled, but it's all good. Like, so he meets up this dude and he's like, hey man, I'm going to head over to the studio today. It's in Belleville. I can give you a ride and we can meet him. And, you know, you could spit something for him. Yeah. Like, and this is like a big opportunity.
So, like, your friend, so your friend's looking at this like an opportunity right now.
Right. And he's like, this is like a big opportunity. He's like, this is great. And so he's like, word, let's do it. He's like, all right, yeah. He's like, I'll take you. And the guy said, listen, I'll take you there. But I don't want you driving.
He's See, like, that's sketchy.
Right.
I don't know if I would trust that.
So he was like, I don't want you driving. He's like, but I'll drive my own car.
Driving.
He's like,
Like, you just met this dude.
Right.
He's telling you you're going to spit bars at the studio. And he's driving.
And he's driving. So that's where like, the fuck that's we like going, red flag.
That's red flags all day.
Red flag number one, first of all. So red flag number one. And he shows up in like a Toyota shit box to like my boy's
That's
house.
Red flag number two.
And that's he's like, he said it was a box.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get killed or something.
So he was like, but you know what it is? He was probably not trying to be, you know, prejudiced or typical.
Yeah, obviously.
You know? He was like, maybe this man, you know, maybe he's like a Gator from Dave. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like just like one of the guys, you know, maybe he just doesn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him, he said, listen, he's like, to get into the studio, you're probably going to pay like $200 or something like that.
Yeah.
So he was like,
use the studio or something?
Right. To like just get into the door. Okay. Like maybe they'll be like, all right, he's legit. They'll let him in. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe there's some type of stuff I don't know. But Eddie was kind of like, man, like, I don't know, like $200. But he didn't have any cash on him because he was like, if this dude robs me, like,
yeah,
I don't want him to fucking rob me. Or maybe he did have the money on him. But anyway, he said the guy even said that to him. He's like, man, he's like, I know what you're thinking. He's like, I'm going to rob you and, you know, take your shit. He's like, you really think I would come all the way out here to pick you up and then take you all the way there if I was going to rob you?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Probably got nothing else to do. It's like probably going to take
an
that money.
Yeah, an easy fucking
And it probably was going to be 200. Probably going to be more. So he said that on their way to Belleville, he said, bro, he's like, the guy driving's like, yo, I got to stop in Newark. Like, my phone's dead. Yeah. Like, I got to get a charger. So he was right there. He's like,
nah, I got to get out. Feel right. I got to get out and get a charger for my phone. My phone just died.
And his phone was 100%, he said. He said his phone was charged perfectly. Yeah. So he was like, this is it. He's like, I'm screwed.
Uh-huh.
So he said, he told him, he said, yeah. He's like, you got the money on you? He's like, nah. I was going to go to an ATM. He's like, oh, yeah, word. He was like, just go into here. He's like, and then you can meet my boys down here. He's like, you could pay them and then we'll go.
Yeah.
So he was like, bro, I'm going to fucking die.
Yep.
He's like, they're either going to rob me, kill me, shoot me, whatever it is.
Mm.
So he goes.
And he had no one. He had no one around him that he knew.
Nobody.
So, yeah.
And he said he was in the jungle.
Yeah.
He said, dude, I was in the jungle. He's like, I said, what time was it? Was it like nighttime? He's like, nah, it was like 2 p.m. He's like, people on every street corner. He's like, it was like the jungle. He's like, it was crazy. And he said he went into like this bodega and he was like, bro, what? He went to this bodega and he was like, do you guys have a back door? Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, what? He was like, a back door. Do you have a back door? He's like, no. And the guy didn't hear him. He's like, no, we don't sell backwoods here, sir.
Oh, my God.
He's like, no, not backwoods, a back door. He's like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So the guy was like, no, sorry, I don't have back door. Like, so the guy was like, fuck. He's like, what do I do? He's like, how the hell am I supposed to get out of here? He's like, I don't have my own car.
Yeah.
He's like, and this guy's literally across the street. He's got to see me leave the store. So he said he was just thinking. He's like, man, he's like, what am I supposed to do? So he said a big truck pulled up in front of the store and he wasn't able to see the guy anymore. So he was pretty much, all right, it's now or never. So he said he jumped out of the store and just sprinted like down the street. Jeez. He said he wishes he could have seen himself run. He said, because it would have been probably so funny just to watch himself
run. How ridiculously fast.
He said all the people probably looking at him run going, oh, another white kid got robbed.
Yep.
But he said from there, he called his girlfriend. He said, listen, you know, I need you to pick me up. No. He called a taxi.
Yeah, he called a cab.
Had a cab drive him to Newark Airport and then had his girlfriend pick him up. And he said, I'm never going back. He's like, I ain't going back to Elizabeth. Yeah. I ain't going back to
wherever
the show.
He was.
Wherever he was. The show was, I don't know if back. He was there. And nothing wrong with these places, like, of course. But it's just like, you have to, I feel like if you have that gut feeling, like, you got to know, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
Just gotta be safe.
He had good tells. There's no way they're not gonna.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be. You have. He has to have people around him.
Right.
He's gotta have people around him at all times.
You gotta have control.
Exactly.
You gotta have some type of control, some type of escape, getaway, back door, like something. Yeah. Just in those type of situations. Because if you don't, you can get hurt.
Exactly. So, you don't know what's going on.
I'm glad he's all right, and I'm glad you know he's still be able to make music.
Yeah. Keep doing what he's
doing.
And
then he get to take his money. Let's talk about Red Rock.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about Red Rock real
quick.
Let's talk about this whole thing. We'll wrap it up. Like, we're 48 minutes in already.
We'll wrap it up with these last few moments.
Yeah. This story will like finish up the podcast because this is like a crazy, weird-ass night.
So weird, man.
So you can talk because I feel like I talked a good amount for that one.
All right. So the night was me and the boys. we're all going to do it. It was a nice Saturday night. We're like, you know, we haven't been together in so long.
Yeah.
You know, we were meeting up with our boy Kev. We were meeting up with our boy Josh. We haven't seen in a long time. So we all get together. We're going out to Red Bank. And we tried calling an Uber, right? We were doing like, we were getting on Lyfts. We're like, you'll get in a Lyft app.
Yeah, basically, pre-gaming. And we checked the Uber app. We checked the Lyft app. Like, it says no cars available.
Literally no cars available. So now we're fucked. And now, like, how are we getting, like, have we waited too long? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It was like, what was it, like, 8 o'clock?
9:30.
It wasn't even late. I was like, there has to be something. So, like, I was calling a Lyft, and it was, like, cycling. It just, like, trying to find car.
Yeah.
Trying to find car. I was like, we're fucked. I was like, there's no cars. How are we getting in there? I was like, can any of us drive? So Frank had the great idea that we
should. I was like, I had one high noon. I think
you had like one high noon or something like that, right?
Yeah. This was like, actually this was the day of the communion and I was drinking there. Like I had like some vodkas.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy has a breathalyzer, so I blew it. And I think I was like
0.03. Yeah, he's 0.03. So I was like, all right, Frank, get in the car.
Yeah. Everyone else was like 0.06.
0.06, 0.07, whatever the hell everyone was at.
Yeah. So I was like, listen, I'll drive. I won't drink at the bar. I was like,
Frank said he'll have two drinks throughout the night.
No, I said I'll have two like high noons at the bar. I said, yeah. I don't care. I said, just want to go out and
I just want to go out and have, like, enjoy myself.
Right. Yeah, I was exactly. like, we'll go out. I want
to
hang out.
We all
want
to do that. I would have had two more drinks, too. Right. I was feeling nice to begin with.
Mm-hmm. But I think, so no.
But we drove through the Bermuda Triangle.
We went through some type of portal.
Something strange happened that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, we're driving to Red Rock. And, you know, we're having a good time in the car. We're blasting like old school Lil Wayne and, you know, we find a parking spot in the back of Red Rock by the water. And we walk up to the place and Josh is like, oh yeah, I'll talk to them. I'll, you know, put my number down, whatever the wait is. So mm-hmm. they tell them, listen, it's going to be a 30-minute wait, but probably definitely less than that.
Yeah. They said 30 minutes or maybe even less.
15 or whatever it is. So he puts his name down. We go back down. I was like, damn, I got to pee. So we find out.
So everyone's looking around like for a tree. I'm like,
yeah, we're like, so we're all going to piss and get arrested.
Who found the bathroom? Did you find it?
I found it. I was like, literally across the street, there's like a public bathroom, doors open and everything. So we walk over there.
So we're running. No, we're not even walking over there. We're jetting over there. All of us had to pee.
Yeah.
We were in there for almost like we were there just there like 15 minutes, but the cool breeze was hitting us.
Yeah. I grabbed like the urinal. Someone went in the stall and then Kevin was like, dude, I'm not pissing that fucking urinal.
Yeah. I was like, Kev, why? What's wrong? And then I go in closer to the bathroom. I smell something. I'm like,
I smelled it. It smelled terrible.
Yeah. Frankie went into the bathroom first, head on.
The bathroom was covered in water. Like it was like,
it was like the Titanic floors before they started sinking.
It was like, yeah,
we're going down.
Like, I was tiptoeing and I was like, oh man, this is terrible.
But Kev's like, look at the fuck's in the fucking urinal. I'm like, what's in the urinal? So I'm looking in it. It's a fucking fish head.
No, it's not a fish head. It's a whole fish.
Oh, it's a whole fish? Yeah. See, I only saw the tip of it.
Because no,
I was like, I'm not going to go. Because the smell was unbearable.
Right.
I wasn't getting close to that thing. It was disgusting. It was dead fish smell. I don't want that dead fish smell on me.
Yeah,
I was like, it's going to rub off on me. And then I'll smell like dead fish throughout the night. I don't want to do that. So I only saw the fucking head. So it was like whole fish. I was fucking it. Like, so someone threw a whole fish in the urinal.
I was like, why put it there, you fuck? I was like, ruin the men's bathroom.
Fucking crazy.
So we're dying about this dead fish. And it was
a good
fun.
Laugh to like brighten up the night because we were fucking waiting online for so long.
Right, right. And it was so then we're waiting there on this. It was like a bench outside the bathroom, and mm-hmm. we're sitting there. And I was like, it's been like 15 minutes. And I was like, yo, Josh, like, did you give him the right number? And he's like, honestly, bro,
I fuck up all
the
time.
He's like, I might have not. He's like, I might have not gave him the right number.
I always
number.
Give up like one. He's like, one less digit, and they're calling someone else.
It's so true, that's though. What he bro. Said. I was like, dude, they have to change phone numbers, how they work. It's got to be like they scan your face or some
shit. Yeah, yeah. It's like a DNA, like they, whatever.
Tongue taste,
yeah.
So we went back over like after 15 minutes and we just, you know, tried to verify if the right number. And he said, yeah, they have the right number. He just said that there's like a private party going on and they're about to move everybody upstairs. So it's just taking a little longer.
Yeah.
But as we're waiting, we're like, all right, it's going to take a little longer. So we're like, let's just wait by the bar. So we see people coming, and every person that walked up to line got right in. Like not
like it was a joke. Like not, they,
like but it wasn't like guys, girls, black guys, white guys, Spanish, everybody,
every flavor you can think of. I was like, it couldn't be anything else. There's no other reason. Like
there's
it's not like we were out there like wearing short shorts and No t-shirt, you know.
Exactly.
We were dressed for the occasion. We were dressed for the night.
And the bar. And everybody was getting in, and we were just like,
why aren't we getting
in? And we talked to the guy, and we were like, yo, what's going on? Like, how are all these people getting in? And he was like, yo, I know what you're saying. Like, we're not letting you in it's because of this party. And there's 100%, all these people going in were not for this
party. 150%. But the
craziest, and the other crazy thing was that Ubers and Lyfts were pulling up back to back.
Yeah. And we weren't getting one Lyft or Uber. Like, nothing. It was like they shut down Lyft and Uber for the night when we were trying to look for us.
Right.
It made no sense. So I was how can there be nothing available for us, but there's so many available for everyone else?
So then we're waiting there and nothing. Like, it's been like 45 minutes and they're still not letting us in. And people are just continuing to get in, random guys.
This one guy came up to me. He's like, are you guys in line? Yeah. We're like, well, we're waiting to get in. And he's like, okay. I was like, he ain't part of the private party. No. They're probably going to tell him to wait out here with us. Right? Yeah. Gets right in with his four friends. Right in,
nothing.
I was like, are you fucking serious?
And what's at this point, I'm like, what's going on?
I thought
on?
It was a joke. I was like we had targets on our back, like, do not let us in. Like, yeah. It was on our back or something like that.
I thought John Quinones was going to come out.
Right? Like, how did you guys feel about being like...
Yeah, segregated. From this bar. One of my friends was at the bar because I saw on her Snapchat story.
Yeah.
And I was like... I came there last night. They would not let us in that place. And she was like, really? She's like, it wasn't even packed in there.
Yeah, it was not packed.
There's nobody. It's not like it's mobbed, like fucking Bar A. There was nobody in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so weird. And it just came down to this thing where I was like, maybe we weren't just meant to get into the bar that night.
Just weren't meant to
go. Like, maybe something bad was going to happen.
Fell down the stairs.
Maybe.
Too drunk.
Fell down the stairs, hit my head, fell in the bathroom, slipped. Like, who knows?
Maybe you drank too much, you know?
Maybe God was like, nah, no Uber. Yeah. Oh, you're going to drive? All right, you can't get in.
Yeah, you can't get in.
It's just like a thing, man.
I don't know.
Simulation type stuff.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, things just aren't making sense.
But it was so funny because before we even put our number down, I got like a plastic bag from my car. I was supposed to put it in my car, but it was in my jacket. And it was so funny because I was like, fuck, I have like this plastic garbage bag in my pocket. Like, what am I going to do with it all night? And Billy's like, oh, yeah. He's like, well, if anything happens, you could fucking strangle him with the bag.
Yeah, I said, Frankie, now that you have that bag in your... I was like, now that you have a bag in your pocket, I was like, you can kill someone without even knowing. I was like, they'll just suffocate them with the bag.
So when we left, Billy's like, why don't you take the garbage bag, put the fucking fish in it, and throw it inside the bar?
No. What I said was, I was like, Frankie, if we do get in, I was like, because they made us wait this fucking long, I was like, we're going to throw the dead fish in the plastic bag, right? I was like, you're putting your coat pocket. I was like, it's what you got to do. I was like, we'll get in. And as soon as we get in, we're like, oh my God, what's that fucking smell? And we just walk around like the whole bar with the fish in our bag.
Like, what is that?
Like, what is that smell? Oh, it smells like shit in here. And then we just toss it or something behind like a bar thing and just let it reek out the bar for fucking us over for so long.
I was like, that would be perfect. I will never understand.
But it just didn't make sense.
I don't think that'll ever happen again.
It will never happen again because I feel like we're in the twilight zone that night.
I really thought about walking up
things were just not going good.
Walking up to them and just being like, you serious? You're not going to let like brown guys in the bar?
Yeah.
Even though like we were with two white guys.
Yeah, two white guys.
And Billy's technically like a white guy, I guess.
I'm caramel. Yeah.
He's a caramel boy.
Caramel boy.
But no, it was just so weird. And I was just like, you know, sometimes it's not meant to be. So you just got to learn that. If the night's not working out, sometimes it's just not meant to be. And probably for a good reason.
Yeah. I mean, we had a good night when we got back. When we came back home, like, we just made the best of it because it was a shot night. Uh-huh. Like, we even tried looking at other bars, but that didn't work out either.
Yeah, the other bar we always go to was closed.
Was closed, too.
On a Saturday.
Yeah, and, like, we looked at the Dublin, like, that Irish pub, and, that place was filled, but, it wasn't going on. There's nothing happening.
Basically,
there,
like...
It was like a sit-down brunch. Every bar looked like a sit-down brunch. I missed the bar, you know? We missed going out to the bar, and that's not... It doesn't exist anymore. Right now.
Not right now.
Right now. Oh, I don't want to say it anymore.
Probably this summer will probably be different.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully this summer
things will be popping. If you live in Florida, I know it's not...
Yeah,
we
know in Florida things are...
Texas, Florida is probably fucking nuts.
People are fucking 69 in the water, walking on the sidewalk.
On the water.
Fucking tailgating.
Oh, man.
Missed that shit.
But yeah, it was a good night overall. I remember we got back. We played like one hand of Kings.
Yeah, we...
No, ride the bus.
No, we played a couple games, but not really.
And I remember we were like starving. We ended up getting...
What'd we get?
Applebee's.
Yeah, we got Applebee's.
We got the two. What, the 2 for $20?
Yep, two. We got the 2 for $22 deal.
Two for $22 and the entree.
We ate good, but as soon as we finished eating,
No one wanted to drink.
No anymore. One wanted to drink again.
We were just like ready for it to be.
We're done. We're old. That's
it. We were ready to be vertical.
We were drunk enough. We felt good. We ate. We stuffed our bellies. And I swear it was nap time.
Yeah. So we all ended up. We were like, yo, let's watch a movie on the couch. And we were all just falling asleep. Remember, yeah, Josh was
one
like,
by
Frank,
one.
Frank, Josh is like, Frank, go to bed.
Yep.
Billy, go to bed.
It's time Billy, for bed. Go to bed. It's time for bed. I was ready for bed too. Everybody I was exhausted. We all knocked out.
Because when you know what it is? When you drink and you're not in like a party type environment.
Yeah.
Or you're not dancing, like you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're not constantly being entertained, right, keeping your brain like wired,
yes,
you know, you need stimulation. There's right. no stimulation in this kind of setting. It's a sit down,
drink. And alcohol is depressing anyway.
Yeah, alcohol is, no, it's not. Well, is it depressing? Yeah, it's a depressant. So you're fucking falling asleep. Right. It's not keeping you awake. It never did. But because you're always, you know.
Maybe like a Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah,
like,
maybe a Red Bull and vodka.
That's the caffeine, whatever it is.
Twisted teas.
Maybe some fucking
some Long Island iced teas, you know.
Some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Everyone's getting drunk. But you know, it's just a different atmosphere now.
It was a weird night, but you know, one to remember, one to laugh about, and
definitely a story to tell.
But hopefully we can have another, you know, night out.
Yeah, hopefully a better insane. Hopefully the next time we tell a story it'll be like something wild that happened at the new scene.
At the rock. Billy, your bike is just staring at me. It's like, ride me, Billy.
Imagine the bike just started fucking wheeling around.
I would fucking leave the apartment.
Would you just knock the fucking mic over?
I did the funniest. I have to tell them real quick. I did the funniest thing today. Billy went for a bike ride. He's like, bro. He was like, I want to go get my headphones out of my car. He's like, but I'll leave my keys here because I don't want to ride with my keys. So I said, yeah, that's fine. So I unlocked the car for him. He gets his headphones. It's cool. So then I'm like, yo, I want to shoot a little video with this lens for my friend.
Yeah, of course.
So, and I want to put like this, I got like one of these brushes for my car.
He's outside, test the camera.
So, yeah, I get one of these brushes for my car. So I'm like, oh, let me put this in the trunk too. So I'm thinking my keys are in my pocket. I go outside, I lock the door from the inside. I don't lock it with my keys, of course. And then I just shut the door and I go to my car. So I'm at my car, I go to open the trunk. I'm like, why the fuck's not opening? And then I go to open, like, I was like, I'll open it from the inside. So I go to open the inside and I'm like, it's not opening.
Yeah, for some reason.
And now I'm like, fuck. I was like, I forgot my keys inside. So now I'm like pissed that I have to walk back to my car. And I'm like even more pissed when I realize I can't get inside.
Yeah.
And then I'm even more pissed when I realize that your keys are also inside. Because
I didn't have them.
And now I'm pissed that Billy's going to be pissed at me when he gets back saying, you fucking idiot. You left both of our keys in the house.
So guess who had to come and save us?
So
I'm riding my bike. I'm doing a fucking like, I'm going around this like bike trail in this the park near our apartments. And I'm coming back and I'm like, I'm fucking sweating. I couldn't wait to come inside to a nice cool air and stuff like that. The door wasn't open. I was like, what the fuck? So I'm ringing the doorbell like 3 times.
Billy
calls. I was like, this guy's probably listening to music, fucking dancing in his room like a fucking weirdo.
He's got the fucking VR.
So I call on him and he's not answering, but I hear my dad. He says, Billy. I'm like, why is my dad here? And he's like, Billy boy. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, dad, what are you doing here? He's like, guess who forgot his keys?
Guess who's a fucking cagoots?
Yeah, guess who's a fucking cagoots? And then I see Frankie walking like behind him. Like, hey.
I was trying so hard to get here before Billy returned.
Oh, dude.
I was like, please. I was dying laughing.
I can't believe this guy literally locked the keys inside. When I told him that, I was like, Frank, you're not going anywhere. I'm leaving my keys in the house. I'm not going to have my keys on me.
So dumb, man. I felt so dumb.
Locks the door. Come on.
But now I got to remember that no one's going to be able to come with the spare unless, like, my girlfriend probably could have came but she's in Florida right now. So we would have been screwed. I tried to open the door.
Good thing dad has a spare.
All I know is that our lock's good because I tried to wiggle it with, like one of my old cards in my wallet. Didn't work. So at least we know it's some type of security here.
They did fix all the doors.
They did. But yeah, that's pretty much it for that. But thank you guys so much for listening. This episode of What Guys Think. Remember to stay tuned for episode 10, big episode next week.
Yeah, big, huge episode.
Huge, big, you big
never,
mistake.
Never expected. Never, ever.
Let's just say, I'll give you a little hint to end the episode. I got a little piece.
Nose
is a good.
Wait, wasn't that good?
Yeah, that's a good hint.
On the nose.
And all I'm going to say is I had to buy a piece of equipment. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, we're going to have to buy a little spare.
That's it.
That's all you get.
Tune in next week, guys. We'll see you then. And enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.